So the association with the tech world, I thought, was valuable to us because it reminded people we are very much a tech company. But we are not just a tech company, and we're not a traditional brokerage. And a lot of people are very angry at us because we cannot pigeonhole ourselves as one or the other. Hmm. We are a hybrid of both, where high tech and high touch matter equally. And I think that has been a big driving force for everything we've done. And for my title as chief evangelist, my role is to really push that concept further and forward.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology, and more to help you list more, sell more, and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.
Hey, hey, Samantha McLean from Elite Agent. Hardly a week goes by when you don't hear the word compass in the real estate news, and for good reason. Whether it's high-profile recruits, capital raisings, or acquisitions, there is always something interesting going on in or around this business. Headed up by Robert Revkin, an Aussie expat, and rich lister Ori Allen, Compass is a tech company reinventing the real estate space, not to replace agents, as they say, but to empower them. In the last 12 months, they have reimagined the real estate sign, created their own Pinterest of real estate, acquired the tech team from ShopSpring, a successful shopping app, and further disrupted the norm by bringing things like healthcare to their independent contractors. Since launching in 2012, they have gone from 60 to over 9,000 employees, many of whom are not from a real estate background, but from blue chip Fortune 500 type companies. So being right on their home turf in New York, I made contact with their chief evangelist, Leonard Steinberg, who spoke out here at ARIC a couple of years ago. Leonard has worked for the greats, Barbara Corcoran and Douglas Elliman, but defected to the startup along with a bunch of top talent in search of a better future in a company with high standards that really looks after its people. In this podcast, Leonard mentions the word fuel quite a bit, which applies not just to the technology that powers Compass, but also to how they get the best out of their people. You'll notice a bit of background noise in this podcast. We were 12 floors up in the middle of Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, amongst probably 100 or so Compass people who are similarly fueled by having a healthy lunch together each day provided by the company. I do hope you enjoy my chat with Leonard Steinberg and his insights from Compass Real Estate. All right, so welcome to the podcast, Leonard Steinberg.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for coming and visiting us in New York.
Oh, it's incredible to be here. And for the listeners, there is a little bit of background noise here at the moment because you're preparing for a lunch. So first of all, Compass Real Estate is a relatively new real estate company. But tell us a bit about what's going on here right now.
Well, we're actually on the 11th floor of 95th Avenue in the center of Manhattan. And on this floor, it's a unique prospect for a real estate brokerage. I think it's the first time it's ever happened where you have an entire floor dedicated to gathering, socializing, and meeting. And it's wonderful in a world where we are constantly confronted by a screen, whether it's on our PDAs or whether it's an iPad or it's a desktop. No one looks at one another or speaks to one another anymore. On this floor, people look at one another and speak to one another lots.
And lunch over there, caught a little glimpse of it on the way in. It looks incredible. Like, it's not just sandwiches and a fruit plate.
No, this is a real lunch, and we call it fuel. Yeah. So it's actually a great way to fuel conversation and as well fuel energy for the rest of the day.
Incredible. Now, you've just celebrated 21 years in real estate, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And before real estate, you were a fashion designer for Dior. So tell us a bit about your background and how you made the leap into real estate.
Well, everyone has latched onto the Dior aspect of my design career, which is the glam part. But for the most part, I was actually a designer for a company called Victor Costa. And Christian Dior was a dress collection we did for the United States of America. It was a licensee. So I always say I was a designer for Dior because it sounds so much better. But in reality, I left working for a company when I was 25 and started my own label with a partner. And I did that for several years. And then I had a midlife crisis at 30, became a musician, and did that for a year and failed miserably because no one wanted to hear what I was playing. No one wanted to buy my CD.
It was piano, wasn't it?
Yes.
Piano.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, I decided that my best audience would be a partially deaf audience, which is not a good audience for music.
That's me playing the guitar. That's okay. We've all done it. And you've worked with some of the greats, so Barbara Corcoran and Douglas Elliman before Compass. And when you started at Compass, it was a small real estate startup. So you've worked with these massive organisations and then came to join a company like Compass in startup mode. So talk to me a little bit about why the decision to leap into this startup.
Well, I'm always excited about the prospect of next. That has always been something very fascinating to me. And I always feel next is especially meaningful if I can have some part of it and influence it in some way and possibly contribute to it in some way. I'm so glad they're unloading the cutlery right now. It's perfect timing. So we have percussion now.
Yeah.
But for me, you know, working with Barbara Corcoran, I actually left just a few months after she sold the company, which she sold the company over 15 years ago and hasn't been at the Corcoran Group for almost two decades. A lot of people don't know that. There was things she's still in real estate. And then I worked at Douglas Elliman, which was the largest firm in the city, and that grew dramatically. I was there, I think we started and we must have been about 800 or 900 agents. That company is, you know, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 agents now, I'm not sure. And I had a huge book of business. And I had a very comfortable, wonderful life. And yet, to me, I had to ask myself, is that all there is?
Yeah.
Because I could have been successful and continued going for years and years and years, and yet I felt that there must be other challenges out there. And I was approached by these two young gentlemen from outside of the real estate brokerage industry. And I walked away from that first meeting and I said, why is it that this little nothing company called Urban Compass that just had about 60 people was something I felt that if I didn't pursue, I would really regret it one day. And that gut instinct is something that has guided me on so many decisions that fortunately I listened to myself, and 6 months later we came to terms and I joined Compass in 2014. It was Urban Compass back then. I think there were only three other real estate resale brokers on the team, and we've grown in a little over 4 years from 60 people to almost 9,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
Lots of busy days.
Absolutely. So I saw you speak at ARIC a couple of years ago, and the name Compass actually means something to you personally and to also the company.
Well, we were very, very fortunate in that we were able to secure the name Compass, because that to me is the dream real estate brand name. If I had my wildest fantasy dream of a real estate brand name, it would be Compass. And here we are today with that name. And for me, it means more than just a name. It actually has value in that it speaks to guidance. It speaks to direction. I also think it speaks to moral compass, which for me is as important as sales figures. And I think as much as we are a tech-infused company and the technology is a very important component to what we do, as important to me and as important to everyone in the family is the concept that our culture, our ethics, our professional standards are not only spoken about, but actually enforced and celebrated. And I would much rather celebrate someone's professionalism and ethical standards than I would their sales figures, frankly. I have sold billions of dollars of real estate in my lifetime, and I do not consider that my greatest achievement at all. A lot of people tout their sales achievements relentlessly and throw it in your face again and again. Mm. If I hear one more New York agent telling me that they're in the top 1%, I will throw up. The bottom line
is, it's a global problem.
It's a global problem. And obviously people want to work with successful people. I get it. And I think if you're starting up, maybe I was a bit guilty of doing that starting up as well, that I would speak to my successes maybe more than was necessary. But for me, the greatest achievement of all in my career has been the fact that I have done so with kindness, good ethics, honesty. And whereas I may not be the agent who has sold the most real estate, I really feel that I have a reputation that is something to be proud of.
Your job title now is Chief Evangelist.
Correct. So praise be.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what a chief evangelist does.
Well, my role in Compass has never been to manage or administer. That is certainly an area where my skill set would be hopeless. But what I can do is I can influence direction, I can influence the culture of the company, and I can speak to what I believe real estate should or could be. Chief evangelist as a title is very, very new to traditional real estate brokerage. Mm. Very, very new to traditional.
Because it is associated with tech companies.
Exactly.
Yes.
So the association with the tech world, I thought, was valuable to us because it reminded people we are very much a tech company. but we are not just a tech company and we're not a traditional brokerage. And a lot of people are very angry at us because we cannot pigeonhole ourselves as one or the other. Hmm. We are a hybrid of both, where high tech and high touch matter equally. And I think that has been a big driving force for everything we've done. And for my title as chief evangelist, my role is to really push that concept further and forward.
It is interesting because I notice on the website it does say that you're a tech company that is also a real estate brokerage.
Yes.
And I think you're the first real estate company that even though you're a tech company, you're not trying to replace people with technology. And that's quite obvious with what we're seeing here. But how are you attempting to solve problems for both agents and consumers with technology?
Well, Compass is a company about love for both human beings and the love for technology. And we feel philosophically that the agent should not be replaced with a machine or an algorithm. We did try that, by the way.
Right.
When we were Urban Compass, we had assigned agents who were salaried and neighborhood specialists, and the algorithm connected you to a property, et cetera, et cetera. That failed miserably. And a major differentiator between us and traditional brokerage is the speed at which we acknowledge mistakes and correct them very swiftly. So for us, the value is of an agent and the human experience that an agent can deliver to the consumer. But to make that agent really efficient, really knowledgeable, and have enough time to do what they need to do, we feel technology can fuel all of that, especially technology that is built under one roof in collaboration with the agents who will be using the technology. And this is what makes us so unusual. The vast majority of brokerages have technology built out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Buy it, install it, connect it. There are agents who have 6 or 8 different programs in 6 or 8 different companies that they're working with tech-wise. And that doesn't make an agent's life easier. That is cumbersome. And whereas some of those programs might be good, they aren't speaking to one another. So building it all under one umbrella, in one ecosystem that makes the agent really the best they can possibly be, is ultimately in the best interest of the consumer. And I believe that whenever you ask the question, what's in the best interest of the consumer, and you really answer that question and address it, then you will have a solid future.
Absolutely. I've read somewhere too that your technology allows, say, a consumer's in the process of buying a property, that they can get into like a closed group with the agent, with their family and friends.
Yes.
And everyone can, it sounds a little bit like a closed Facebook group or something like that. Tell us a little bit about how that works.
Well, we do have this program that we love. It's called Compass Collections. And the concept is it's a version almost of a Pinterest board where you can invite others to participate in the whole process of looking at property. So you create a Pinterest board of properties that are either of interest to buy or rent, but equally important, this tool is used with sellers to showcase the seller what other properties exist in the marketplace that you may be competing with. And in that lies a level of real-time intelligence that can be shared wherever you may be.
Interesting.
And the luxury is you might be sitting on a plane about to take off from Beijing and you can catch up. You might be at home with your family looking at properties. You may be at the office with 5 minutes to spare. And the communication that it allows between agent and consumer is extraordinary. But more importantly, it allows other members of that consumer network to participate in the search, which also makes it fun.
Mm.
And as we all know, buying real estate and selling real estate is extremely stressful. So if we can also minimize the stress via technology, then we'll really have achieved something wonderful. And it's working.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You know, if a young couple want to buy a home, they're always going to want to show their parents, what do you think of this? And it seems to me like a perfect way to get everyone involved.
Well, it's great if you have an in-law who has strong opinions and say, you could have made that opinion known while we were buying, not after we bought.
Yeah, good point.
Very good for family. We're helping the family here.
Yeah, absolutely. The signs, I read somewhere about these new Compass signs that, you know, have got some amazing technology in them so that when you walk past, it does certain things. Can you talk to us a little bit about the sign and how, I think it was the sign reinvented.
When we started out as Compass, we were fleas. We were unknown. So the first inclination is to come up with a sign that's distinctive. And evolves real estate. I'm not a big believer in revolutions at all. If you read about all the revolutions of the past, they've involved death, blood, guts, gore, and tremendous pain and anguish. So when people talk about tech revolutions and all other sorts of stuff, I worry for that. So I much more believe in the concept of evolutionary steps that collectively combined make a revolution. And so we felt with the sign, the first desire was to create something that was distinctively Compass. Why not stand out? Secondly, we wanted to make sure that this sign had the capacity to provide us and our clients and the consumer with more intelligence to elevate the discussion and to elevate who was looking at what and when. And more importantly, if there was a consumer stepping up to a sign, that they had the ability to see more rather than scramble around in the rain looking for a leaflet that might be faded by the time they get there.
Yeah.
So the thinking behind the sign has a little bit of selfishness in it, in that we want the sign to be distinctive. But for the most part, it is selfless in that what we're trying to do is make that experience for the consumer better. And I believe the sign really addresses that. And it looks pretty.
Absolutely. They do look pretty, actually, with their lights. In practical terms, if I was walking past the sign and I was interested in the property, would the sign say, would you like information about the property? Is it that clever yet?
You will have the capacity to connect to the sign via the Compass app. And then it will lead you to the property to give you all the details, which I think is wonderful. I also think that what's most wonderful is that we really celebrate the fact that our agents in America are all independent contractors. And instead of dictating to them, this is exactly how it would be used, you know, like some franchises. Franchises are always dictating to people, this is how you need to do it. We invented this in New York, now you have to use it everywhere. We don't believe that. We believe that we will come up with some options for our offices who are all company owned, and they can then select that which works best for them as opposed to being dictated to. So we really respect the fact that real estate is a hyper-localized business.
Yeah.
And if you tread on that, you're treading into murky waters that are treacherous.
Yeah, I did notice on the website as well, and you spoke about it with Eric too, is that if you're running a real estate team, then you need to run it as a business within a business or a brand within a business. And Compass seems very well set up to support that. Can you talk a little bit about some of the brands that your agents have developed as their own?
It's extraordinary how Compass has really become the ecosystem for hundreds, if not thousands, of CEOs of their own corporation. In fact, we have programs, ongoing educational programs within the company that talk about agent as CEO. And that CEO may just be the CEO of a one-person entity or a 15 or 20-person team or even larger. So as much as the concept of independent contractor has been used in the past just as a convenience for brokerage, we actually celebrate this concept of brokerage being a celebration of the small business and the entrepreneur. And agents are the ultimate entrepreneurs. They do not wake up in the morning expecting a paycheck.
Yeah.
And that's such a wonderful celebration of the American dream, that everyone in the Compass family who's an agent has this capacity to do whatever they can make happen.
It is definitely up to you in real estate,
yes,
for sure.
So for instance, yesterday we had a seminar that spoke to the legal aspect of being an agent or an agent team or CEO of your own company. We try and look at it from all the different aspects of a traditional business, which would be legal, marketing, advertising, sales, administration, and have people really think of themselves or their teams as such.
I was looking through the website at the team page because I'm always curious with the team page, because on most real estate websites it's out of date. But on Compass's website it looks beautiful. So that's one thing I noticed. And the second thing I noticed is that there are a lot of very skilled people that are part of teams that are not real estate agents. By skilled, I mean skilled marketing people, skilled technology people. How do you go about attracting those sorts of people into a traditional real estate company?
You don't. Traditional brokerage actually does not attract people like that. And traditional brokerage that is small cannot attract the quality of talent we've been able to attract purely because of size. There was a moment in time where I thought maybe it'd be cute if we kept us smaller, and I thought maybe a 500-person company within 5 years would be wonderful.
Yeah.
But what we've learned and what
I've
learned...
Not with lunch like that.
Not with lunch like that. But most importantly, if you want to attract people from Vogue, Google, Twitter, Facebook, McKinsey, Goldman Sachs, top law firms. These are people that traditionally would never, ever have entered the real estate spectrum were it not for the fact that we are doing things differently. Mm. And that we have this hope of improvement. It's not disruption. It's evolutionary improvement of an industry that has for the longest time been way too stagnant in the pace at which it has evolved. If you compare the pace of evolution of most other industries, real estate was so way and far behind. And you look around you today and you'd say, oh, that's looking pretty current now.
Okay, so any plans for Compass to go international?
Absolutely. Compass is certainly going to be international. In fact, I met with some people just recently from outside of the United States, but that's about as much as I can tell you at this juncture.
I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to this that would be hoping for Australia right now. Maybe we could repatriate.
Count me in if it's Australia. I'll be there first.
Fair enough. The future. What are some trends to watch, do you think, in real estate? And what are the most important things that you think in general real estate agents should be upskilling themselves on in the future?
I think our biggest acknowledgement should be that for the most part, Compass does address the higher end of real estate. We do not address very low priced real estate, but we do address a broad spectrum. I mean, we sell properties here anywhere from like $300,000, $250,000 all the way up to $50 million, $100 million. And we really want to make sure that the experience every one of those consumers has is extraordinary and consistent. Just the way you would if you'd walk into Tiffany's. You buy a key ring or you buy a 12-carat diamond, you're going to feel good. Mm. So that's very, very important. I think what we have to acknowledge is that the people who can afford to buy homes, especially expensive homes, are lacking in one thing more than any, and that's time. And I have this boring saying that I repeat again and again and again. Time is the last luxury. We've discovered every other luxury on the planet, but time is really the last luxury. And if we as agents, as we as professionals, can make our consumers' time more valuable and save them time, we will have delivered real value. The other big one is in a world where there's so much information, so much insight, and so many people who do want to replace people with machines, not because they care about the consumer. That is not true. They claim they care about the consumer by reducing the cost for transacting, but in actuality, if you as an agent can produce real value and real insight, and you do so over the lifetime of a relationship, not just a transaction, and you're only getting paid at the time of a transaction, you're actually quite cheap. If you're only going to a algorithm to help you with a transaction, maybe that has value because it'll be cheaper. But my dad always said he's too poor to buy cheap because you get what you pay for. And I think for certain people, an algorithm or a pure tech-based entity could work. But for the most part, I feel real estate being such an emotional process combined with enormous sums of money requires the kind of guidance, intelligence and professional guidance that only an agent can deliver. And in that, I would say, lies the biggest opportunity for agents to elevate the standard and quality of what they do, the professionalism, the ethics, and really deliver a service that seems irreplaceable.
Leonard Steinberg, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.